Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I can't believe it, but I'm here. I'm at my last stop. And yeah, it's unbelievable. I can't believe I did that, you know, entire road trip. And looking back, like, that was really epic. Like, I didn't have to make it as long as I did. I didn't have to stop as many places as I wanted to stop. You can actually drive here in like 4 or 5 days. It would have to be like 10, 11 hour, 12 hour days, but it is possible. And I'm just super proud of myself and stoked that I totally took my time. Anyway, I'm currently in my Airbnb in North Hollywood. North Hollywood's cool. It's a bit more secluded and like isolated than I thought it would be, and definitely more industrial than I thought it would be. I don't know what I was expecting. I probably wasn't expecting anything at all, but I thought that there would be like more cafes and bars and stuff like that. There's a little section called like the Arts District, which has like stuff like that. But other than that, I don't, you know, it's not, it's like, it's kind of ghetto too. And like, whatever, but I want to make it out of the ghetto. Like, I'm done living a type of way. And it's not that, it's not bad. I don't want people to have like a poor perception of it, but I don't want to be living ghetto no more. I've done that my whole fucking life. So it's cute. Maybe I will stay here. Maybe I won't. There are so many neighborhoods. And, you know, it is overwhelming. There's so many neighborhoods in LA. Valley Glen, Burbank, Hollywood, West Hollywood, Los Feliz, Echo Park, Silver Lake, Westwood. Like, that's literally, I feel like, 10%. And I recently was thinking, maybe I'll live alone. Like, maybe I'll pay an extra $200 a month, $300 a month to live alone. So I've been looking for a studio, and it is overwhelming because I don't know where I'm going to be working at. And, you know, we always hear about like this LA traffic. So I want my place to be near my job, but I don't know what the job is going to be yet. So it's like a chicken and an egg situation, which is annoying. Yeah. So there's that. Anyway, let's cut into a little bit of like what it's like here. So it's not as, how am I going to synthesize this? It's not as, from my experience, as different from New York. The best way that I could put it, it's like LA and New York. There are so many parallels. Like, when you're a native New Yorker, I feel like people are always like, yeah, like, no one here is from here, and it's so annoying. Like, that also exists in LA. It's like, you know, people who were born and raised here are like, wow, I'm like the only person who's from here. Like, weird parallels like that. So I feel like they're twins in the sense that there are so many parallels, but like super fraternal twins. LA is a lot more like urban sprawl. So by that, I mean, it's very suburby. Like, you need a car to get around. There's public transit, but I heard the public transit is kind of like really full of like homeless folks. And it might not always be like the safest place. Like, it's different in that sense. The pace isn't as slow as what people made it out to be. Like, so many people made it out. Oh my God, that's another thing I want to talk about. Don't fucking listen to people. Just don't. If it's someone who you admire and you know that they don't exaggerate a lot, or they have like a sober mindset, a sober mentality where, you know, they don't get high off of shit talking and stuff like that, or they're able to like remove bias, listen to them. But other than that, do not fucking listen to people. Like, I don't know, the perception that so many people put in my head who literally have not even lived here is that like everything is so slow, and like you don't get honked out on the road, and like I don't know, like I'm trying to think of other things, like people want to stop and talk, and like, yeah, I guess there's more of that here than New York, but like there is some kinky shit in traffic. You will get cut off, you will get honked at. Like, it is very populated. I think anywhere that is super populated leads to things like competition, leads to things like faster pace, leads to things like just typical like city living standards or city living ambiance, you know? So, like, this is perfect for me because I've always wanted, like, a suburban-ish city, and I'm just so happy that I get to experience that here. I love having a car. I love that I can have my car, even if there's traffic. I'd rather sit in my car than be stuck in a subway underground. That's just me. Everyone is different, right? So that's just me expressing where I'm at with this change. It is scary and it is overwhelming. Like, I don't know where I'll be living in 19 days, and I don't know what job I'm going to do. I do think I want to stay in the restaurant industry, but it's just also overwhelming in the sense that there are so many neighborhoods here. I'm in North Hollywood. Then there's like Valley Glen, Glendale, Burbank, Hollywood, West Hollywood, Los Feliz, Echo Park, Silver Lake, Westwood, Venice, Santa Monica. It's all LA, but it's all of these different neighborhoods. And if you're anything like me, I always want to try to make sure that I do like the best that I can. And sometimes I get caught up in that where I'm like, what's the best neighborhood for me to be in? Somewhere where there's young singles and somewhere that's near like a busy restaurant strip for working purposes or even going out purposes. Somewhere that's like close to dance studios. What else? That's like quiet where I don't think my car will be likely to get broken into. That's another thing. Break-ins are like totally a part of the culture here. Like, I don't know if it's like, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I don't know if it's to that degree, but it is regarded as like, yeah, like not to like burst your bubble, but break-ins are kind of hard to avoid, which is interesting, you know? It's like there's always something. So yeah, it's like, I'm the type, I don't know if I'm just getting older and my brain is even, I'm feeling more even keeled, or if it's like a byproduct of like spending more time on this earth as an adult, you just learn more and you learn to like calm down. But I'm not really panicking, which is nice. Like, I do feel sober. Like, I will find a place. I will find a place to work. Like, it's just, there are these new colors that I'm seeing on myself that I'm super grateful for. Because I know when I moved into New York City, like, there was a lot of panic in my energy and there was a lot of catastrophic thinking and there was a lot of like, just like trauma response energy of like, this isn't going to work out. This is going to go bad. Panic, panic, panic. Where like, I'm more annoyed that I have to like fucking call 1,000 places to go see, or like maybe I do want roommates, so I have to like go on the fucking Facebook page. Like, I wish I could hire someone to just lay out, hey, be here by 5, be here by 4, and then you're going to drive west and you're going to be two other spots there. But I do feel calm. There's like a calmness. There's like this ultimate confidence. There's like this laid back easing into the uncomfort. And it's so much better than freaking out, right? Like, it's so much better to feel secure than insecure. And I feel like I have been basking in feelings like that. And I'm a human. I'll probably slip into old narratives here and there. But I really see how far my growth has been. And additionally, it's like I compare a lot moving here to when I moved into New York City. When I moved into New York, it was like such a different energy. Like here, I feel more aligned with my emotions. I feel more in tune with my needs, what I actually like. I actually like space. I actually prefer a car over the subway. I actually prefer more of a suburban lifestyle rather than like an extremely urban lifestyle. Where when I moved into New York, I did not know who I was. I didn't know what impact or legacy I wanted to have or leave in this world. I didn't know how I wanted to eat. I didn't know my taste yet. Now it's like I have such a better grip on like my boundaries, my needs, my environmental needs, my essentials, like what kind of grocery stores I like, what kind of gyms I like, things like this that just make the day-to-day better. And I think that was my biggest lesson in New York. The life overall there that I had was grand. I had an incredible job. I lived in what I consider to be one of, if not the most, but one of the most competitive cities in the entire world. And I was able to pay my rent. I was able to save money. I was able to go to Europe that year. Like, but my day-to-day was so shit. It was so shit. I hated my room. I hated this, my subway station. I fucking hated my hood. Like, I was living literally on the GW Bridge. For those of you who don't know, it's a massive, extremely busy bridge that is so loud. You can't, like, stand on it and talk, but in the event that you could, you'd have to be, like, yelling. And that was what I heard. And it's nonstop, 24/7. That, like, my bed was against my wall, which was the one that was, like, facing the bridge. And my wall would sometimes, like, vibrate from the trucks on the bridge. And I did that for a whole year. And, like, here, I don't know, like, how epic my life will be big picture wise, but my day to day alone is just so much better. It's calmer. I get to hear birds chirp. I get to, like, go in my car and cruise a little bit. That's another thing, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned it already. I'm, like, kind of fried because I've been looking at apartments all day. There's, like, not as much traffic as people made it out to be. Like, there's just not. I mean, I think there's insane traffic in, like, the downtown area. But if you don't work in downtown or whatever, so if you're not, like, coming to or going from or leaving from downtown on a daily basis, I don't know. Like, it's really not that bad. Yesterday, it took me 45 minutes to go 11 miles, which obviously isn't ideal. That was, like, the worst that I faced so far. But, yo, there's so much shit talking. And there's so much, like, I don't know how to explain it, like a fucking chihuahua in the corner barking and, like, chirping in your ear about what it's going to be like here. And you just don't know till you get here. You know, I was told, oh, everyone's a snake. Like, I've met a handful of people, and I pride myself. I read people. I read people's energies very well. I haven't really come across a snake. One thing I will say, there is a lot of name dropping here, and everyone does something. Like, everyone's, like, a director, or, like, a producer, or, like, a writer, or, like, an actor. Like, that is definitely some culture shock. The name dropping culture shock. Like, I should not know what projects you have been involved in, who you have worked with within the first hour of meeting you. Not necessary. That is something I would say that is very LA. There's definitely a pretty face on every corner. And hey, I don't mind. I like pretty faces. I like them. I like looking at them. But yeah, that's, like, another thing that I would say was culture shocky. And just, you know, the name dropping to me, and just the pretentiousness of, like, who, what projects you've been involved in, who you work with. Yeah, that I will attest to, that's a thing out here for sure. But the funny thing is like, when there are, like, phony people, you can ignore them. I think what's really tough, what would be really tough, is, like, if you're really shit at reading people, yeah, then, you know, it's not as easy. And another thing, I noticed that, like, when people find out you're from New York, they get weird. Like, they really want to be your friend. Like, they really want to be up your fucking ass. And I don't know if this is going to have to be a situation like when I was going to school in Germany, where I just fucking tell people I'm from Pennsylvania or something. But that is something that I also experience. Like, dropping that I'm from New York line, it's, like, kind of like not a bomb, but, like, something that, you know, grabs attention and intrigues people. And I get it. Like, if I was in New York and someone told me they were from LA, I'd really want to know, like, so much too and stuff like that. But I don't want to deal with it. Anyway, yeah, so it's fun, you know, still trying to level out and establish myself. It's a slow process. I want it to be quicker, right? That's like, or I don't anymore. That's an old narrative, an old mindset that I have, is like, I want things to just, like, level out right away. And I just know right now in my life, that's not how it works. It's not linear. I might not have a place to stay at the end of this month, and I'll do another Airbnb and then I'll find somewhere. Listen, I don't want to live out of my fucking suitcase still, but it's a part of the process. It's a part of the gig, you know, like I moved across the country. I didn't just move a town over. So naturally there's going to be sacrifices. Can we just talk about that moment when you realize no one knows what the fuck they're doing in this life? Yeah, it's crazy. No one knows what the fuck they're doing in this life. So that's kind of freeing, like, to kind of remind yourself of that. And yeah, I don't know. It just gives me some solace. So I hope if you needed the reminder that no one knows what the fuck they're doing in this life and that the rules are pretty much all social constructs. I'm not saying that they're bad, right? Rules help. There's chaos and there's order. Too much of one is typically shit. Rules help bring order to the chaos, and we love that. I mean, I love that at least. So yeah, this was something that I would like hear a lot in my younger years when I like first graduated college from people who were like just a little bit older than me. Like, no one knows what they're doing. Everyone's like freaking out. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And now I'm 26 and I was like, and I'm like, oh, it's really real. So basically, the moral of the story is do whatever the fuck you want. Anyway, thanks for being a part of this journey of, you know, vlogging, me getting here, my life being a chaotic shit show, and me just constantly trying to bring order to it. I mean, at least it's like that now because I don't know what I'm gonna do for work or where I'm gonna live or who my friends are gonna be. So fun, but there's so much room for opportunity. Okay, I need to go to sleep. I'm fucking tired. I will see you next week. We have Shirin Eskandani on the show, who is the face behind Wholehearted Coaching, which is a mindfulness, mindset, manifestation, life coaching company that basically is run by her. She is out of this fucking world. I'm so stoked to have her on the show. So her and I will see you next week. But thank you so much for being a part of this journey of this uproot that I've done. I appreciate you. See you next week.